Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. No argument?
No argument.
I think so.
I think we've finally
we've peaked.
We're competing against the 2017 lacrosse finals, so I think we're going to waste them.
Oh, yeah, we got that. Yeah. Americans don't get lacrosse. We're set. Right.
Awesome.
We're finally number one. It's Made Man Bob, and joining me today are good old gal Denise.
Good morning. I enjoy early morning drinking with you gentlemen.
She enjoys early morning drinking and tequila early sunrises on the beach and, yes. and Sagittarius. And, and good old boy, Maury.
Good morning.
Wow.
Nice to be here.
Good morning. Yeah.
Did we get you?
He's worried.
Did we wake you up?
He's been hanging around too. Stop hanging around, Justin. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. This is going to be a great day in the basement because, as longtime fans may know, this is the second show of the day. So we're all feeling very, very good.
Yeah, that's what makes this job great. Like, you all whine, like, oh, can we? No, we need to do two shows at a time. Number one, getting all you knuckleheads at the same table at the same time is like herding cats on crack.
Right.
And number two, the second show is always better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That'd
so buckle up.
Good line
boys
for
and girls.
Quentin Tarantino, Cats on Crack.
Yeah. Cats on Crack. Yeah,
he could pull that off.
That could
Kill
be
Bill,
a whole movie.
Cats on Crack.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kill Bill, Cats on Crack, number two. Yeah.
Uh oh. Think you're on to something, Bob.
First time in my life for everything. Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and everything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we have from Garjula Vineyards, we have the 2022 Frankwood Chardonnay. We have the Garjula Vineyards 2018 G Major 7 Cabernet Sauvignon. The Garjula Vineyards 2018 Money Road Ranch Cabernet Sauvignon. From Beaulieu, we have the Beaulieu Vineyards 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon and the Beaulieu Vineyards 2019 Rutherford Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. And from Ehlers Estate, we have the Ehlers Estate Portrait, the Ehlers Estate Jean Leduc 2021, and the Ehlers Estate 1886 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. So against,
wow.
So against my better judgment, we're going to have Justin tell us about sips rating.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, punk.
He always goes back to the one that he's got. That's his best one.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Now, remember, I said this is his best one.
Doesn't mean it's good.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
It's just, but it's just best the best one I have. Yeah. Right. Three sips. Hmm. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
That was good.
This is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun. Never mind.
Exactly. Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Get off my lawn.
Oh my goodness. Yes. 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 Yes.
Longtime right. California resident, Clint Eastwood.
Exactly. Mm. All right. Well, in reward to him for his fine quality imitation, we're going to let Justin tell us about a little bit about Garjula Vineyards. So since he's been there, he probably knows a few things. So tell us about him.
The genesis of Garjula Vineyards can be traced back to the 1980s when Jeff Garjula, a lifetime farmer, and his wife Valerie and their young family traveled to Napa Valley to visit Valerie's cousins, Barney and Belle Rhodes. Napa Valley icons, Barney and Belle Rhodes, had been in the Napa Valley since the late 1960s, growing grapes in Rutherford at Bella Oaks Vineyard. Falling in love with the area, they were confident that with Barney and Belle's help, Jeff's agricultural knowledge, they would make some of the finest wines in the world. So in 1992, they purchased their first vineyard, Money Road Ranch, in Oakville, Napa Valley. 7 years later, they purchased their second Oakville property, 575 OVX. They released their first vintage of Garjula Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon in 2000. So I've been there a couple of times, and one of the really interesting things about the property, other than its great beauty and beautiful sunrises and sunsets, is that it is directly next door to this winery called Screaming Eagle, which is one of the big cult wines, and is just literally on the other side of the fence, and a little more reasonably priced. So
a little,
yeah, like 90% less,
vastly more reasonably priced.
Yeah, and
this Californian wines are all so good.
I miss Snape.
Was he the guy that just passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God rest your soul, sir.
Bottle Shock, one of my favorite movies.
So the first wine we're going to talk about is Garjula Vineyards 2022 Frank Wood Chardonnay. 13.1% alcohol by volume. It's named after Garjula's legendary first vineyard manager, Frank Laurie Wood. This wine is made with 100% hand-picked Chardonnay, which is whole cluster pressed and fermented in mostly neutral barrels and stainless steel drums. So this vintage, I got the strong butter on the nose, fresh baked bread. That's kind of a classic flavor profile of Chardonnay. It really varies from year to year. The 2020 and the 2021 were less buttery, but this one is classic buttery. On the palate, I got lemon, almond concentrate, pears, and the finish was clean and crisp. Maury, what did you think?
I thought this was a delightful wine. The color is super pale, but the nose is bright. And I agree with you, the palate is viscous, mouth coating, a lot of brioche, a lot of butter, a lot of really voluptuous flavors. And then the finish just seems to go on and on and on. I know they're primarily known for their reds, but I thought this was a delicious Chardonnay. This was a style that I really like and appreciate. And I thought it was delicious. I have not had this before. But I really appreciated the finesse, the style and the structure. I think this is a beautifully made wine. Denise, what do you think?
Well, again, you described it as creamy. The mouthfeel was creamy. And again, I found it to be a little more crisp and clean on this particular wine or Chardonnay. And when Justin was describing it and that it's fermented in mostly neutral barrels and stainless steel drums, I think that that creates a really nice balance for this wine. Not too much stainless steel, which I don't love, and not overly oaked, which I don't love. So it created a lovely balance. But for me, it was a little more crisp and clean on the nose, more citrus, lemon, even more like a lemon meringue pie. And interestingly enough, on the palate for me, I still got the lemon, but a little bit sweeter, like a lemon curd. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed this Chardonnay. I think it's a wine that can be paired with many different foods or as a standalone and just enjoying company and some charcuterie. But I think it's a lovely Chardonnay.
That's why I love having Denise here, because her palate always lines up with mine.
Yeah, we do, don't we,
Bob? I get the same thing, the lemon curd on the palate. It's mm-hmm. just, it's that sweet, very fresh, very bright lemon, but
right,
that
but with a little sugar to it almost. Yeah. It sweetens
just,
it.
Just sweetened right up and creamy and just viscous. There's some fresh oak on this. The acidity on this is so bright. And like Maury said, Garjoula, when I think Garjoula, I'm thinking red.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fantastic Chardonnay.
It really is.
I think of as a red house. So it just shows that they really know what they're doing. I mean, this is a beautiful Chardonnay. Citrus, lemon, fresh oak, great acidity, a little bit of marzipan, nice mouthfeel to it. So we're going to be rating the Garjoula Vineyards 2022 Frankwood Chardonnay, a well-deserved 4 sips.
Perfect.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next one from Garjoula, which is the Garjoula Vineyards 2018 G Major 7 Cabernet Sauvignon. So it's 14.6% ABV, 22 months in medium toast French barriques, 90% new. G Major 7 Cabernet Sauvignon is blended from selected fruit off the 575 OBX vineyard and is named after a classic jazz guitar chord. It is a blend of 4 of the classic 5 Bordeaux varietals. It's 86% Cabernet Sauvignon, 10% Cabernet Franc, 2% Petit Verdot, and 2% Merlot. It's got a beautiful dark ruby color to it. On the nose, I get a minerality to it, a dust, a little bit of stoniness to it, and we'll be back.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Garjoula Vineyards 2018 G Major 7 Cabernet Sauvignon. So, beautiful nose on it. Dusty, minerally. A little bit of dry stone on it. But on the palate, hold on. On the palate, it's a beautiful, just a beautiful oakiness, but not overpowering oak. Whereas some people go just too far, but just that nice backbone of the oak. It's got some nice, tight tannins on it. Blackberries and cassis. Got a nice mouthfeel to it. It coats the whole palate. What'd you think, Denise?
I agree with everything you said, and we're usually really in line with each other. But on the nose, I thought a little bit of mint. I'm like, you know, kind of like what's in my garden. I'm out there, I'm gardening a little bit, and then I get this little hint of mint every once in a while because I do grow mint in the garden. So it had some floral notes, a little bit of mint. I thought
definitely there.
The palate had the stone, maybe a little charred wood and some leather tobacco notes, which I thought were just fantastic because the nose was totally different. So again, you know, when you pick up these notes on the nose and then the palate is very different, that's always really exciting and interesting and makes you go back.
It's not so much in your face mint julep mint,
but it's more that
cooling.
Right.
Sensation.
Just almost eucalyptus in the back.
There's a eucalyptus in
the background,
right? It's hard to describe.
I don't need any of you. Me and her, and we're fine. I don't need the rest of you guys.
Sorry, excuse me. I'll just crawl under a rock.
But no, you know, again, I do grow mint and I garden, so I'm using the wet earth and I can smell that. And then all of a sudden you get this little aroma of mint, and that's exactly what the nose on this glass is for me, which is always nice. Because I like gardening and being outdoors.
What do you think, Maury?
No, I agree. I agree with, as I chimed in, the hint of mint / eucalyptus is there. It's got a lot of multidimensionality, a lot of layers on the palate. I would say the only thing I could search for that I would say would be less than perfect is it's a little thin. It's not quite as thick and viscous on my palate as I'd like it to be, but the flavors are there, and I thought it was extremely well made, and I thought it was delicious. Justin?
So I really enjoyed the tannic structure of this expression. That was very well constructed. It was filled in with bright, vibrant fruit for me. And that carried on all the way to the finish. And it is a red blend, so it's not evoking like a specific varietal memory, but it's a pretty cool blend altogether. And I think it's a fun wine.
Bright and it's not a brooding red. It's more of a bright red.
It's like a fun wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that describes it well.
Yeah. We're going to be rating the Gargiulo Vineyards 2018 G Major 7 Cabernet Sauvignon, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Maury tell us about our next one, Gargiulo.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Gargiulo Vineyards 2018 Money Road Ranch Cabernet Sauvignon. It clocks in at 14.6 ABV. The Money Road Ranch is a single vineyard, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. It has been aged for 20 months in medium plus French barriques, 78% of which are new.
And I heard a screeching.
Again.
Between a screech and a whistle.
It's our favorite guy.
Let me know when you're ready.
Remember that F-35 crash and they found the guy in middle of nowhereville, South Carolina, crashed in his backyard? That's him. I love that guy.
Oh. He was like 70 years old, but he looked like not a day over 45.
Yeah, God
bless him.
Had
the energy of a 30-year-old.
Yeah, God bless him. He's my hero.
But I don't remember him. Well, in any event, this wine has a beautiful, deep, dark purple color. It's got lots going on in the nose. The nose is just something you can just sit and inhale and imbibe for the whole afternoon. I love the palate on this, the mouthfeel, classic Cabernet Sauvignon. It's just viscous. It's mouth coating. It's got lead. It's got graphite. It's got leather. It's got tobacco. It's got cassis. It's just got everything going on. And then it just keeps to go on and on and on. The finish for me was medium to long. Not the longest I've ever seen, but delightful, enjoyable, beautifully well made. I think it's delicious today. I think this wine's going to age nicely for another half a decade or more. And I loved it. I was digging it. What'd you think, Justin?
So I could kill a lot of time and just repeat what you said, but instead I'm going to ask Denise a question.
Okay.
So off air...
Yes.
You let us know that you enjoyed Screaming Eagle, which is right next door. So have you had their 100% cab at Screaming Eagle? That's one question.
The answer is yes, right?
Yes.
I don't believe I've ever had a blend.
No, the Screaming Eagle is 100%.
Yeah.
So compare that to this.
Oh. Well, I would like to compare them side by side.
I would like to, too. Mr. Eagle, please send us some screaming over here. Go ahead.
But it's hard not to just agree with Maury at this point that this is a classic cab. It has all the beautiful red fruit notes. It's got an amazing mouthfeel. It's got a terrific finish. It will stand up to...
It's just got everything.
Anything that you want to put on the plate.
Checks all the boxes.
Yeah. And, you know, I typically don't just drink my cabs with a meal. I like to drink them with a meal, absolutely. But I will certainly enjoy a glass before the meal and definitely finish the bottle after the meal. So I think a cab like this just really, as you said, checks the boxes to do all of those things.
Just salty and fatty and delicious right now would be so good.
So are they?
So you're a before, during, and after PDA girl, huh?
Just compare the two. Like, tell us what Screaming Eagle's like. I'm sure I have never.
Maury
had
has
it.
Had it more often and can definitely give you a better
Screaming
comparison.
Screaming Eagle's a big wine, and honestly, you know, in my opinion, it's become a commodity. It's become a something to be traded. Mm-hmm. The values are very, very high. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I don't think the value is there in terms of what's in the glass for what you're paying. It's you're paying for the name and you're paying for the commodity. Most people, unfortunately, are on the list. They buy it, they get it released, and they immediately turn it around and sell it because it's worth more unopened than it is in the bottle.
Here you've got a beautiful cab from literally the same vineyard.
Exactly.
That is fantastic.
At a fraction of the cost.
At a fraction of the cost.
So is it similar or way different?
No, I would say it's fairly similar. Yeah. They tend to be a little bit more closed. They tend to take a lot more time to develop. Yeah. So you need time in the bottle. They need to age. Then they need some air to open up. And I would say, again, the terroir is very similar. The handling is fairly similar. The wines are not that dissimilar. But you're paying a lot for the name. I think this is a great value. While it's not cheap, it's a great value. I think Screaming Eagle, most people would agree, you're paying a premium.
If you see Garjulo, buy it. Buy it. It's that simple. So,
do you have this in your collection?
I actually have. I'm on the list, so I get their allocation every year, Garjulo. Mm-hmm. And I was really curious about the comparison to Screaming Eagle only because it was right next door.
Yeah.
I think you would have to really try them side by side.
It'd be fun to do a blind.
Yeah,
it'd be great. We could probably pull that off.
Great, great wines and a really nice place and lovely people. Sharon over at Garjulo is the one who sent us these wines.
Thank you
so much. Just as good as they were when we were there back in January. So,
and a thank you to Mike Lambrex for introducing me to Garjulo in the first place. Yeah, he's in our Fort Lauderdale Whiskey Society. Mm-hmm. And he said, while you're out there, go try this. And I'm not regretting it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, we're going to be giving the Garjulo Vineyard 2018 Money Road Ranch Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next winery, and we're going to have Denise tell us about that one.
Well, I am more than happy to do that. However, there's a slight read-in, and I apologize in advance if I...
Feel free to drop anything in the read-in you feel like.
Wrong. But nevertheless...
We've all had some wine, you get a total pass.
I got wordy.
No matter what you say.
And English is my first language. So that's my disclaimer.
English is my third language.
So I don't want to annihilate it. Well, in 1900, when Georges de La Tour's wife, Fernand, or is it Fernande?
I'm going to go silent.
Fernand first laid eyes on the land that would become their original Rutherford Vineyard. She said, "Que beau lieu," or what a beautiful place. Shortly thereafter, De La Tour sold his thriving cream of tartar business, bought the 4-acre ranch, and founded Beaulieu.
It's something that's left over. It's tartaric acid that you get from winemaking. So
why not?
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking tartar sauce. Like, who's got a tartar sauce business?
Cream of tartar. It's pretty much potassium, powdered potassium. Yeah, interesting.
I'm learning as we go. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, they bought the 4-acre ranch and founded Beaulieu Vineyard with the vision of making Napa Valley wines that would rival those of his native France. George. Is it George or George's?
I think George.
George, right?
George.
George and his wife expanded their land holdings over the next several decades and began importing... Sorry, my mic just
fell apart.
Pest-resistant
vines.
pest-resistant vines and offered European visits vinifera varieties that were grown, grafted, and shipped from Europe to his fellow wine industry colleagues in California. He even established his own nursery in Paris to produce these grafted wines. Years before...
Vines.
Did I say wines?
You did. It's okay.
It's the wine.
The wine will do it to you.
The wine and the vine. Yeah. Yeah. Years before Prohibition began, De La Tour had the foresight to obtain a warrant to produce altar wine for the church and was thus positioned to become the first nationwide supplier of altar wine to Catholic churches across America. In 1923, Georges de La Tour...
Our people rule. We drank through Prohibition.
...purchased the Fred Ure Winery, a building that dates back to 1885. Its four original stone walls remain the core of today's Beaulieu Vineyard Winery in Rutherford. In 1938, de La Tour traveled to France and met André Tchelestichev. Yes.
Yeah.
De La Tour hired Tchelestichev, a Russian-born enologist with European winemaking expertise and as a winemaker. After 35 years at Beaulieu Vineyard, Tchelestichev retired in 1973 and the role of winemaker passed to his successors. After almost 20 years of retirement, André Tchelestichev rejoined Beaulieu Vineyard as a wine consultant and worked with the winemaking team to continue to bring innovation to the winery until his passing in 1994. So today we will try the Beaulieu Vineyard's 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon. It comes in at 14.7% ABV. It is 83% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Tremono, 4% Petite Syrah, 3% Merlot, 2% Touriga Nationale, 2% Petite Verdot, and 2% Malbec. After the grapes were destemmed and crushed, they fermented the must in stainless steel tanks until dry. Then they pressed the skins and gently transferred the freshly fermented wine to 60-gallon French, American, and European oak barrels, 30% new, for malolactic fermentation and 18 months of aging. Holy moly. Thank you for getting me through that.
You did.
The French and the Russian pronunciation.
It was like torture for someone that had a couple.
Tchelestichev.
Yes.
Forget the tea. Tchelestichev.
Sure.
So what do you think?
I think it's great.
There you go.
I think it's got a beautiful red ruby color. I love the Bing cherry and cassis. You definitely get the description of those holiday spices. If not at first, just give it a swirl and they'll be there on the nose, which is really interesting because it's like in the background. It's just crazy. The palate is big. It's big, dark cherries, like maybe stewed cherries. It's amazing. It's a great wine.
It's Beaulieu Vineyards. They always make great wine. I get the red currants. I definitely get the cherries and the cassis.
Yeah.
And it's just bright red berries, raspberries, cherries. There's a really nice balance on the tannin. It fills the whole mouth, front, back, and sides. A little bit of blackberry on it. Just a lovely wine. What'd you think, Maury?
I agree with you. I think it's more red, predominantly red fruit over black fruit. But the currant, the red currant, the raspberry, the cherry, the cassis, some holiday spice, as you noted. Again, it's voluptuous. It's mouth coating. It's got a really nice palate. It's got layers on the palate, a nice long finish. It's a beautifully crafted wine. I mean, there's really nothing you can say. There's no flaws. It's just a beautiful wine.
It's BV. They're always great. Yeah. You know, they're a stalwart in the valley and have been forever. So that's why I reached out to them and I'm glad they sent us some wine. What did you think, Justin?
So this to me is a classic French wine with Napa terroir.
Oh, I like that
description. Which I think is what they were going for. And they really pulled it off. That being said, I agree with what